You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Happy, happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope that everyone across New South Wales and Queensland is safe and that you've gotten out of your homes if you're in the area where the bushfires have been threatening, and I honestly hope that you are doing well. I know it's been a really, really tough week for everyone. What's happening in the Northern Territory, the shooting and then the murder charges and then the bushfires, and it's just been a heavy, heavy week. So the weekend is here, and I hope that you take this time to really just relax, breathe, and just remember, you know, just come back to country, come back to yourself, and just love yourself and just look after one another. And I hope that these stories put somewhat of a smile on your face, because that's what I try to do. I try to bring out positivity and just get our mind off the news and off all these bad things that happen in the world and to us and to everyone. And just think about the funny stuff that's out there, just to take these 5 minutes that I'm with you guys to do that. So without any more talking, let's do that. That's what I'm going to do right now. So, an abandoned puppy, I know everyone loves puppies, so I'm starting off with a puppy story today, named Narwhal. He has been found with another older dog in the freezing cold in Missouri. And when rescuers came to save them, they noticed something very, very strange about this little puppy. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to think about what that might be. Like, what can be so strange about a puppy? Well, the puppy, which is believed to be a Dachshund mix, had a tiny little extra tail between its eyes, and an x-ray showed the tail is not connected to anything. So there was no like extra bone or cartilage there. It was just literally like, it looks exactly like a tail hanging off between his eyes. So Mac Mission is a rescue nonprofit organization over there which came to the rescue, and they save abandoned animals and look after them and give them to good people and give them to good homes. They said there is no reason for this extra tail to be removed, as the puppy has all the same energy and mannerisms as any other puppy would. And it's also very, very cute, may I add. So vet Dr. Brian Herring told the HuffPost that the tail is likely a congenital defect. He has now been called the unicorn puppy. So if you type in unicorn puppy into Google, you will see this little puppy. It's very cute. Massive eyes, tail between its head, also a tail at its back. So yeah, cute, 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 cute. Let's move on. So just think about the stuff that you have in your house, right? That's probably been lying there for years and it's been passed down, and it's even as simple as, you remember those videos, not DVDs, but the ones before that, the video players. There's so many things that are actually worth a lot and lot of money, and especially if you've got the whole collection of, say, for example, Disney on video, that can go for a lot of money. If you've got the originals, you know, there's just these crazy things that are lying around your house, even like an old PlayStation or Nintendo and things like that. These little gadgets that you just pick up over time, think about them, right? If you got them assessed, they could be worth a lot of money. Maybe not now. Maybe if you hold on to them for another couple of decades, there would be even more. But this lady, one woman in France, has become a multimillionaire from discovering exactly that. So she sold a painting that was hanging in her kitchen for 24 million euro, which equals about 38 million Australian dollars. So if you've got these weird paintings that you have no idea where they've come from, or they're really, really old and they look really, really old, then maybe take them to be assessed, because you could be sitting on a gold field. So the painting is 20 centimeters by 26 centimeters, and it was painted by a 13th century Italian artist. It's a very religious painting, like Christianity. So the woman who now has the painting was aged in her 90s, and she had no idea where this painting came from. It kind of just ended up in her collection, I guess, over the years, and it was hanging above a cooking hot plate in her kitchen. And an auctioneer spotted the painting in June while valuing furniture ahead of this lady wanting to move. So she was getting her furniture valued, I guess, to see how much money she could make and to help, you know, just get rid of some furniture up in northern France. And he suggested that she get this painting assessed, and she did. And the assessment price was four times less than what it was auctioned off for $38 million in one painting that you just had no idea was even significant or from the 13th century. Like, would you guys sell that or would you want the money? Right? Like, would you want something so historic in your house or would you want the money? I guess it's a lot of money to say no to, isn't it really? And if you had no idea this was of any significance, then is it really a bigger deal? That's what I'm questioning. Anyway, that's a discussion to have another time. Thank you so much for listening to my stories. I hope they uplifted your spirits a little bit, even though they're just super random. That's the whole point of this really, isn't it? Anyway, we are going to go to our song of the week. And I have chosen Thelma Plum, Clumsy Love. And I just want to say the Arias are coming up on Wednesday. And Thelma, my goodness, she's killing it for her mob. She's up for Album of the Year, Best Female Artist, Breakthrough Artist, Best Pop Release, and Best Video. I will be attending the Arias on Wednesday to have a chat with her about her nominations, and I'm very excited for her. Hopefully she gets one of them. I'm sure she will probably get a couple, or if not all of them. She's amazing. She's doing such great things. So I hope you enjoy the song, and I will see you next week, and stay safe. Bye.
sbs.com.au